This got a little deeper than I had thought, but still a lot of fun. Carbon dating, or radiocarbon dating, as it's defined by good old Wikipedia, is a method of determining the age of an object containing organic material by using the properties of radiocarbon, a radioactive isotope of carbon. Well, if that wasn't as clear as mud, I don't know what is. Let me just make it easy for you to understand. So, this little planet of ours is constantly being bombarded by cosmic rays, the same rays that came out shortly after the Big Bang, if that's a theory of yours. But anyway, now, these are radioactive waves, as you may or may not know or be aware of. I guess that's why we wear sunscreen. Nah, just kidding. In any event, these little waves have an interesting way of interlocking and interacting with nitrogen. What they do is they produce something called carbon-14, which, again, is a radioactive material. Fortunately, it's not going to kill you. I mean, it's everywhere. Plants absorb it through the ground, up through the trunks, out through the leaves, birds eat the berries, worms push through the mud and dirt, squirrels come along and eat nuts, and then they die. Then the tree falls over. And no longer consuming carbon-14. It's done. It's topped off. It's very much like filling up a battery. As long as the animal's alive, or the tree's alive, or the fungus is alive, it's building up the battery. The battery's always full. Once it dies, it stops filling up that battery. That's when the carbon-14 radioactive material inside that animal or inside that tree starts to break down. All radioactive material breaks down. That's why it's radioactive. So anyway, it starts to break down, and then you can count how many bits of the carbon-14 are left in a standard volume of that amount. So then you can do some math and figure out you got a pound of tree has X number of carbon-14, and now this dead one has much less carbon-14. Because, well, it's no longer taking on board any new carbon-14. Now, the half-life of carbon-14 is 5,730 years, and it brought about a lot of excitement when it came about. A gentleman in 1940 named Wilbur Libby developed the system and was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize in 1960 for his work. Lo and behold, it lets you take a look at things like Dead Sea Scrolls and find out that these discovered back in 1947 that the Dead Sea Scrolls were roughly 1,917 years old, give or take. So how does this all take place? It's actually pretty cool. There's something called an accelerator mass spectrometer, ASM for short. With the ASM, you could take like 0.5 milligrams of the material, and then it uses something called an injection magnet, which captures the carbon particle atoms and runs it through something called a stripper. A stripper is something that only allows positive ions to pass through. Finally, it makes its way through something called a focusing magnet. This actually splits those atoms into carbon-14, carbon-13, and carbon-12. It's at this point that the ASM measures the quantity of carbon-14 emanating from the sample. And then it does some magical algebra and figures out exactly how old the item is. Now, as you might suspect, with a half-life of 5,730 years, there needs to be an upper limit as to how far back you can go to measure something. And that limit seems to be about 50,000 years. There are things you can tweak to make it about 70,000 years, but it's kind of iffy. After that, there really isn't much carbon-14 coming out of the system. Now, it's interesting to point out that through an ASM system, you can get results in just a few minutes and has about a 1% accuracy margin of error. And it's also the most popular way of doing it. And yes, there are possibilities of errors, and that's why you run the sample for a very, very long time to get a larger data set. There's a liquid form of doing it where you actually reintroduce carbon-14 and then liquefy it into benzene. Not a popular method, but it's out there. Well, I'd always heard about carbon-14, always heard about dating it, and wasn't exactly sure how it worked until today. I hope you found this interesting. I'll leave a link to the Wikipedia page where you can do a little more research on this fascinating subject. I'm Dan Mason, and this is 20 Minute Research.